We'll start with the Shemoneh Esrei of Shabbos of Mincha. The Shemoneh Esrei of Mincha starts with Ata Echad, Shimcha Echad, Umika Amcha Yisrael Goy Echad Ba'aretz. Everybody understands that we said when we started to learn the Shemoneh Esrei of Shabbos that Shabbos by Mincha, it says in Rishonim, is Kineged the Shabbos of La'asid. There's three Shabbosim, Shabbos Bereshis, Shabbos Matan Torah, Shabbos of La'asid. And if we're talking about Shabbos of La'asid, we understand Ata Echad, V'Shimcha Echad, V'Mika Amcha Yisrael, Goy Echad Ba'aretz, has a kesher to the Shabbos of La'asid, when he'll be then, Ahoya Hashem L'melech HaKol Ha'aretz, and he'll be Hashem Echad, V'Shmei Echad, and then we will see the Ata Echad, V'Shimcha Echad, and then he'll become Nizgala, the Greiskeit of Klal Yisrael, the Mika Amcha Yisrael, Goy Echad Ba'aretz. That is the simple explanation of the connection of this tefillah to Shabbos by Mincha. Let us but go in to a little bit depth in these words of Ata Echad V'Shimcha Echad U'Mika Amcha Yisrael Goy Echad Ba'aretz and see how much we can learn lies in these words, the greatness of the Zman of Mincha of Shabbos and what we reach in the Zman of Mincha and Shabbos. I think the first thing to say over is a shtickle pri tzadik in Parshas Veschanan, which will give us a teretz on a kasha that we speak many times. I think even we mentioned it last week. The kasha from Baal Shem HaKadosh on Vayinofash Kivin Sheshovas by Avdo Nefesh, that Lechoira, the Kivin Sheshovas is Erev Shabbos. So why do we say Kivin Sheshovas by Avdo Nefesh Friday night? How do we learn Kivin Sheshovas is by Avdo Nefesh? Lechoira Kivin Sheshovas means when we start Shabbos. By Avdo Nefesh is after Shabbos. How do we understand it? In Parshas Veschanan in Pri Tzadik in Ois Yud Ches, he says Dvorim Niflaim Ad Miyot, meaning Shabbos goes step by step. A person starts Shabbos with one Madrega, the Madrega of Shabbos Bereshis. Comes Shabbos in the morning, he goes higher to a higher Madrega of Shabbos of Matan Torah. It comes Shabbos by Mincha. The person comes to Tachlis Ashleimus. He comes to the Spitz of Shabbos. And he says a lashon which is be'emes apella, that the ikir neshama yisera comes by Shabbos v'mincha. The ikir neshama yisera comes after the person went through the whole Shabbos. He went through the Friday night. He went through the Shabbos by day. And he comes to the spitz of Shabbos, to the yichud, to the Ribbono Shel Olam. He comes kaviyachol into yichud, as it says in Goyin. We said this Goyin already, I think, in Baba Kama Daf Lamed Beis, that Friday night is the Eirusin, Shabbos in the morning is the Chuppah, and Shabbos by Mincha is the Yichud Shtip. That's the Yichud of Klal Yisrael together with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Those are the Spitz of Shabbos Kedish. Then the whole Neshama Yisera comes. That's the Zman of the Ashpah of Neshama Yisera. Iker Toisvis Neshama Yisera, Ki Gavna Da Alma Da Osi, like it'll be La Osi the Neshama Yisera, Nishpa Le Nafshis Yisrael Besu De Zu, after they came to the last minutes of Shabbos and they have the koyach of Shabbos, yet it is spitz. Dr. Ibazois is half love a fella. Kivin Sheshavas. When is Kivin Sheshavas? Shabbos by Mincha, then it's Sheshavas. Right afterwards it's Vaya of the Nefesh, Kalach Gaitis Avek. Half love a fellow with Rapsodic Taiches, the Vayinofas, Kivin Sheshavas, Vaya of the Nefesh. Not Kivin Sheshavas Friday night when it comes Shabbos. Kivin Sheshavas means after we were Shabbos already Shabbos, and we got to the Spitz of Shvisa. When do we come to the Spitz of Shvisa? Now Shabbos by Mincha. Kigav not the La'alma de Osi. The Spitz of Shabbos, Me'en Oilam Abba, comes when? In the end of Shabbos, then it's Kivin Sheshavas. Right then, goes right chavek. That's mamish, the sof of Shabbos. When comes the shvisa, then comes the spitz of the neshama yisera, and right afterwards it goes away. Thus is the neirudik and the kuda that Rav Tzadik teaches us in Pri Tzadik in Parshas Veschanan, which gives us a neirudik blik of what goes on Shabbos by Mincha and Shabbos after Mincha. That is takik gavna de laosid. It's ato echad v'shimcha echad, like it'll be laosid. So we have a little bit an asaga, and we understood teretz on this kasha. We will go from here to a piece of Moreh V'Shamesh in Parshas Terumah, which will open up for us a little bit more what lies in the Ato Echad, Vishimcha Echad, how to touch Ato Echad, how to see what the three Echads are. First of all, he tells us the following. Ato Echad. Echad is Begematria Yud Gimel. And the Yud Gimel is Meira on the Yud Gimel Midos Shel Rachamim. Ato Echad. B'shas Mincha. That's when it comes down a Nirdika Hashpa of the Yud Gimel Midos Shel Rachamim. That lies in the Echad, which is Begematria Yud Gimel. That lies in that Apella from Azach. I'm saying it over there. Agav. Because to me it was a Meirdika Shak. That I saw in Yitzchak. Yitzchak is not a Heintike Sefer, a son of Ramech Zlotsheva, says that we say of Rebbeinu Shel Olam, in Yiddish, we call the Rebbeinu Shel Olam God. So that God is also Begematria Yud Gimel. That it is, we never go away from the Inyan of Achdus Abayre. Klal Yisrael, the Og Yitin of Folk. That even when we call the Rebbeinu Shel Olam God in Yiddish, we also referring to the Nekud of Yud Gimel of I Echad, of Achdus Abayre, Sadova Pele. And he says, he brings two other languages, which I don't know what they are. I called rather somebody who comes from these countries. He doesn't know what these words are. But he brings in other languages that also adds up to Yud Gimel. Sadova Pele Admiyot Abakalponim, the Nekuda, that we never go away from the union of Echad of Achdus Abayre, Sistam Amayma Amuzgar, in the Nekuda. But it says in Merav Shomesh, first of all, that Ato Echad means this galus of Yud Gimel Midos Rachmim. But then he goes a little bit further. He says, Gimel Pa'omim Echad, three times Echad, Hu Tal. Three times Echad is Tal. And that has to do with the Tal Eiris. We know the Gemara tells us, Tal Eiris Talecha. The Gemara at the end of Ksubis tells us that refers to the Tal of Tchiyas HaMesim, the union of Tal Eiris Talecha. There's a tal that comes milmaila, an eridike kuda of tal, and that tal is referring to three times echad, meaning to tell us an eridike nekuda what lies in this piece of tefillah, zok the Merav Shomesh. Lachenu anu oimlim ata echad b'shabbos b'mincha, sha'ozu rava deravin, v'nizgalin atal eiris. And the Mekor is not his own Torah. The Mekor is Taki and Abchaim Betal and Shara Kavonis on Mincha of Shabbos talks about this union of Tal Eiris. But it Pele the Kizach, that what lies here in the Kol Oisik B'Teira Tal Teira Mechayeyu, that Tal comes down Shabbos B'Mincha, which means that Shabbos B'Mincha, a person can be Zeicha to Tchiyas HaMesim. Shom B'Chayeyim Kriyim Mesim. We know that Shabbos B'Mincha, by Rav the Rav, is a Meredik is man of his baininess of Tshuva, a Meredik Koyach, for a person to go back to his original state of Tzidkis. Where does it come from? Now we understand that it comes because there's an Ur of the Tal of Tchiyas HaMesim. It comes to such a koyach of achdus in the Bria, of Ato Echad, Vishimcha Echad, Umi Ka'amcha Yisrael Gai Echad, which is La'osid. When the three Echads come together, there comes an Ashpa of Tal, and a person could be medabik himself in that Ashpa of Tal. I understand from this piece of Merav Shomesh, Ein Nirdika Avoide in Oilam HaMaiseh, that the Achona to Mincha Shabbos is a Blat Gemara. If one wants to know how to prepare himself for Mincha and Shalashudis, to have a shaykhis to this air of Tal, the Gemara says, Kol Oisik B'Teira Tal Teira Mechayeyu. So you need the Tal Teira to have. That's why he says, I the Eisik HaTeira, Yochel Adam L'Stabik B'Tal Eiris Shenachiyah Shal Kol Oilamais. So if by Shabbos, by Mincha, a person has the ability to be Mizdabik in the Tal Eiris, as we see here in the Ato Echad, the Shimcha Echad, Umika Amcha Yisrael Goy Echad, we understand that the Daika of Shabbos Mamincha, we have to prepare ourselves through Eisik HaTorah to be the Keli Roy Lekabel, these Tal Eiris, which is the Tal of Torah. That's what we can take out from this Neurodike piece of Merav Shomesh in Parshas Truma. We will add to this also, Pashtus, it has to say someplace, that the Inyan of the Tal has to do with the Shvisa of the Lamedes Melachos on Shabbos. That with that it was Shavis from the Lamedes Melachos on Shabbos, which is the opposite of Tal. It says in Ishla HaKadosh that the word Lamedes is from the Lashon Loit Lotta, which is a Lashon of Klala, which is the opposite of Bracha. And the Avodah on the Lamedes Melachos in the weekdays is from the Klala of Bezeres HaPecha Teichel Lechem. That's Lot. And Shabbos, we turn over that kalala to bracha, we turn it over to become tal oiris. That's the avodah of Shabbos that turns over to the ashpa of the tal oiris. And when do we get that ashpa of the tal oiris? We get that ashpa of the tal oiris, daika, Shabbos by mincha. Before we go further, we have a sefer from a son of the Kedushas Levi, Toldos Yitzchok ben Levi. He was a son of the Kedushas Levi. His name was Rabbi Yisrael. He was in Rosh HaVezn, in the city Pikiv. And after his father was Nifta, he was in Badichev. He brings B'Shem, the Kedushas Levi, Mamish, what we spoke about. In Parashas Boy, B'Shem Adoni Ovi Meiri B'Rebi Agoin HaKodesh, HaKodesh Baruch Hu Echad, V'Toyrosoi Echad, V'Yisrael Nikraim Echad. We have a Meir de Kefadins from this piece of Kedushas Levi. How do we touch V'Shimcha Echad? The Kedushas Levi is Megala that you touch V'Shimcha on Torah, because Kol HaTorah Kula is Shmoyis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Shimcha goes on the Torah, Agadosha, which is Mashma a little bit in Kedushas Levi, that in Mor V'Shamish that way, and here it says Klar in Kedushas Levi that way. So we have to understand, that has to remind us of a Loshon Azera Kodesh, Yisrael V'Araisav, Kuchibrichu V'Araisav Yisrael, Chadu, that's the segel of connection. That's what we say by Mincha. Ata Echad, V'Shimcha, the Torah, V'Mika Amcha Yisrael Ge'echad. That's the three Echad, Zokt the Kedushas Levi, Gimel Pa'amim Echad Gematria Tal, V'Zeh, that's the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim in Kapitel Hey, Sheroishoi Nimla Tal. As I state from Kedushas Levi, Mamish, this shmuz that we are having, that this is the three echot as tal. The son of Kedushas Levi has here seven different mahalchim to explain what tal is meramezan. I don't want to go through all of them, because not all of them are so understandable for us. We will go through one nekuda at least. We know that on the mezuzah, it says, in the back of the mezuzah, Shemus, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem, is written in the osios that are after it. Meaning, it says, instead of Hashem, Yudkei Vovkei, it says Chov Vov Zayin Vov. That's the osios that are lamaila from the Yudkei Vovkei, and again Chov Vov Zayin Vov, and the Elokeinu are the osios above Elokeinu, Beis Mem, the osios that are above Elokeinu. That's the Shem. What does this Shem, Chav, Vav, Zayin, Vav, mean? We realize right away that Chav, Vav, Zayin, Vav is Begematria Tal. This Shem that's on the outside of the mezuzah is Begematria Tal, Chav, Vav, and Zayin, Vav. That's 26 and 13 is 39. What is this Meramis to? He brings here another word from his father, from the Kedushas Levi, Shamati mipi Adoni Ovi Meir V'Rebi Agoyin HaKodesh, Nishmosei Began Eden, that the Shem Chovov Zayin Vov means the following. Chovov is the Ribbono Shel Olam. Zayin Vov is Klal Yisrael. Am Zu Yetzarti Li. And Memela, the Chovov Zayin Vov is Moira on the Ichud of the Ribbono Shel Olam and Klal Yisrael. That's what Chovov Zayin Vov refers to. Hafla the Kipshat from Kedushas Levi, it's built on a piece of Sharei Eira, that the Chov of Zayin of this Shem is Meira on the Achdus of Klal Yisrael and the Ribbono Shel Olam. It goes but further. Zayin Vav is 13. 13 is Meira on the 13 Midos, like we said, but we know from Svarim HaKadoshim that there are two 13 Midos. There are 13 Midos Elyonos, there are 13 Midos Shatayr and Nidreshes Bam. We were given the 13 Midos Shatayr and Nidreshes Bam, which are Mechuvin Keneged, the 13 Midos. So that's what the Chav Zayin Vav is Meira on Klal Yisrael, that they have the Torah HaKadosha, that's Nidreshes through the 13 Midos. More than that, he says, that Zayin Vav is Meira on Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebal Peh. A half of the kid in the Kuda. Zayin is Meira on the seven Svarim of Torah Shebiksav. Chotzva Amadeo Shiva, Vahibin Tzoya Orain, Sefer Bifnei Atzmai. So we have seven Svarim in Torah Shebiksav. Six Shidrei Mishneh. Thus is Klal Yisrael is Merumiz in Zayin Vav. Zayin is the Torah Shebiksav, Vav, and we make from that Echot. That's why the Shem Chavav Zayin Vav is Meira on the Achdus of the Ribbono Shel Olam, Torah and Klal Yisrael. So in that number, Lametes, that we said over here, Ata Echad, Vishimcha Echad, which is the Torah's Echad, and Klal Yisrael's Echad is Taka Merum, is in that Shem also. Chavav is who? Is the Rebbein Shalom. Zayin Vav is Klal Yisrael. Zayin Vav is the Torah Kedosha. Yud Gomid is Shatayr and the Dreshes Bam. And also the Zayin Vav, the Chibur of Torah Shabiksav and Torah Shabal Peh. So that's the Lamed Tes, the Tau, that's Moira on the Chibur of the Rebbein Shalom and Klal Yisrael. That's one pshat in the Nekuda of Tal. That's enough for now. So for now, we understood many, many Nekudas. Let's not go away without gathering them first. Ata Echad, Vishimcha Echad, Mikam Chisrael Goy Echad, Tal. We spoke about Tal being the Inyan of Yud Gimel Midrashal Rachmim in the Moir V'Shamash. We spoke about Tal being the Tal of Tchiyas HaMesim, which means Rishon B'Chayayim Tchuyim Mesim. One can be Shoyev a Tal Shal Chiyus V'Shas Mincha and the Zman after Mincha. We spoke about the Achana for that needs to be the Koyach of Torah to have the Tal Torah Mechayeyu. We spoke about the Kedushas Levi that Shimcha Echad goes on the Torah HaKedusha, and we said the Nekuda of the Shem that's Begematria Tal that's on the Mezuzah. Let us go a little bit further and learn maybe another Pshat in Shimcha Echad, which I think the Sasemes means to say Pshat in Shimcha Echad, that Shimcha Echad goes on Shabbos. Shabbos, we know, is Shmo Yishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The name of the Rebbeinu Shalom is Shabbos. There's a lot of reasons for it in B'nai Saschar. We are not going to go into the reasons why the Shmo Yishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shabbos. But then we understand that Tosfos says in Masechtas Chagiga, and so the Torah brings in Hilchos the Shabbos, the Torah brings this medrash, Shloisha Me'idin Ze Al Ze. There are three that are made one on the other. And people don't realize what lies in this medrash. It says in the Pasuk, Al Pishnei Edim Yakim Dover. So there always has to be two. Zog the medrash according to the Torah. Klal Yisrael and Shabbos are made on the Eibishter. The Eibishter and Shabbos are made on Klal Yisrael. Everything goes in Klal Yisrael and the Eibishter are made on Shabbos. So everything has two Edim that are made on the others. That means, Shloisha Me'idin Zel Zeh. Again, the Eibishter and Klal Yisrael are made on Shabbos. Shabbos and Klal Yisrael are made on the Eibishter. And the Eibishter and Klal Yisrael and the Eibishter and Klal Yisrael are made on Shabbos. That's the three. That's everyone has two Eidus that are made on the other one. That's the Nekuda that comes out on Shabbos. Shloisha Me'idin Ze Al Ze. So we understand that the connection of Ata Echad, V'Shimcha Echad, V'Mika Amcha Yisrael Goy Echad Ba'aretz, that's Shabbos, Toir, Shabbos, Ribbono Shel Olam, and Klal Yisrael, and each one is made on the other one. That's the Nekuda of Ata Echad, V'Shimcha Echad. Let us see a davar nifla in the Yichud that we are Miyachid, the Ribbono Shel Olam, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. In those six words, there are three Alephs. In the Yisrael, there's an Aleph. Says Neira Va'oyim. There's a sefer from one of the children from Zedecheva on Yichud, and he goes through how many oisies of each ois there are. Chapta pachad. When you start seeing what's licked out in the Torah, let us look at the Dover Neira. In the Torah Akdosh in Yichud, there are three Alephs. Yisrael as an Aleph, Elokeinu as an Aleph, and Echad as an Aleph. What's the inyan of dry Alephs in this? If we will understand that the three Alephs are Moira on what we are talking about now. Ata Echad, V'Shimcha Echad, U'Mika Amcha Yisrael Ge Echad Va'aretz. One Aleph is in the word Yisrael, is this Moira on the Aleph, on the Achdus from Klal Yisrael. U'Mika Amcha Yisrael Ge Echad Va'aretz. The Echad, Hashem Echad, is Moira on Ata Echad. Elokeinu Kipshuta, before we go into any Pshatim, is Moira on the Shimcha Echad. Elokeinu is the Shemus of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Before we learn Pshat, Elokeinu is Moira on the Inyan of Shimcha Echad. But we will learn it more than that. Elokeinu, what does Elokeinu mean? Elokeinu means the Rebbeinu Shel Olam who is Elokim, who is Elois Kala Elois and Sibis Kala Sibis and Mani Kala Olam, is Elokeinu, is Mashgiach Aleinu Beprotius. That's the touch of the word Elokeinu. Elokim means the Eibishter Takif Ubala Yecholes Kulam. Elokeinu means that Takif Ubala Yecholes Kulam is Mashgiach Aleinu Beprotius. Where is the revenge of Mashgiach Aleinu Beprotius? Two ways. One, he gave us the Torah Kedoshah. That's the Ashgacha that is Mashgiach Aleinu B'Pratius. So the Shem Elokeinu is made on the Torah. So if you learn like the Heilige Kiddushes Levi, that Shimcha Echad means the Torah is Echad. So the Aleph from Elokeinu is made on the Inyan of the Torah, Akdoisha. Another way that we can learn the Inyan of Elokeinu. We know Elokeinu is Begematria Emunah. The word Elokeinu is Begematria Emunah. Why is the word Elokeinu Begematria Emunah? Because that's the Emunah of a Yid, that the Eibishter is Mashgiach Aleinu B'Pratius. That's the Chiyuv of Emunah. Not the Chiyuv of Emunah in Hashem Echad. He also has to have Emunah in that the Rebbeinu Shem is Mashgiach and Klal Yisrael B'Pratius. That goes into the Elokeinu. When does a Yid get that Emunah? Where's the Ashgacha and Klal Yisrael B'Pratius? Shabbos. The Eibishter gave us Shabbos and the whole world not Shabbos. The Eibishter gave us a besondere Yichud on Shabbos. A whole week it's not nicker that the Eibishter is Mashgiach Aleinu B'Pratius. From Shabbos is nicker that the Eibishter is Mashgiach Aleinu B'Pratius. So if you learn the Shimcha Echad goes on Shabbos, you also could understand that the Aleph from Elokeinu is Moira on the Shimcha Echad of Shabbos. It does dry Alephs in the Yichud. The dry Alephs in the Yichud are Moira on the Atta Echad, Vishimcha Echad, Umikamcha Yisroga Echad Baret. Adova Nifla. It's not ganzen Anaya Zach. It's built on what it says in that Sefer. That Sefer talks Kabbalah and Yonah. We have no Shaykhs to it. But as I follow Bacharez Genomen, this Nekuda of the three Alephs. I will show you another Dova Pele in the Yichud that will give us a bigger Pele. Let us cook at the Yichud Eilah and the Yichud Tata that we have. We say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Baruch Shem Kivayit Malchus Eloilam Voed. First of all, let me tell you a neurodike chidush that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam gave me Erev Shabbos. It's Kenish Zayin that doesn't say someplace that Shabbos Be'etzem is a yom that brings out the Yichud. But not only Yichud Eilah, Yichud Tata too. What is the gematria of Yichud Eilah with Yichud Tata? Shema Yisrael is 1118. Baruch Shem is 1358. Together is 2476. The gematria of Shabbos of Shema Yisrael with Baruch Shem is 2476. We have a Chiyuv Shabbos, three Sudas on Shabbos. That's the three Inyonim of Shabbos. That means to be Ma'anik the Shabbos Friday night, to be Ma'anik the Shabbos in the morning, to be Ma'anik the Shabbos by Mincha. Three times Oynik Shabbos is 2475. Thus the Yichud from Kirishma mit Baruch Shem comes out from the three Inyonim in Shabbos that there is. Doch the dry in Oynik Shabbos, which the Oynik Shabbos is not a good of a Gashmi. We know Oynik is Rosh Tevis, Eden, Nor, Gan. It's the Inyan of Oynik Ruchni. Those three Oynik Shabbos bring the Yichud of Kirishma. Let us look in Kirishma. There are three Ayins in the two Kirishmas. There's Ayin in Shema, there's an Ayin in Li'olam, and an Ayin in Voed. There are three Dalits. There's a Dalit in Echad, a Dalit in Kveit, a Dalit in Voet. It does dreimal aid in Kirishma. There's three times aid in Kirishma. So there's an aid that comes out of Shema and Echad. There's an aid that comes out in Kirishma from the Ayin of, and the two Ayins and the two Dalits in Yehuda Tato. Shloisha mi'idin ze al ze. That's the three Me'idin Zeh al Zeh that's Merumad in Kirishma. Dry Edison. There's an Edis of Shloisha Me'idin Zeh al Zeh, Klal Yisrael, Shabbos, and the Ribbono Shel Olam, which connects to the three Alephs. There's the three Alephs and the three Edis, which connect one to the other. Does it not say then the Neflois that there is in their Inyan, the Nekuda, that is Ata Echad, Vishimcha Echad, Mika Amcha Yisrael, Ge'echad Ba'aretz, which comes out from the complete Yichud that we have on Shabbos Kedish, we are Zeicha to that Nekuda. Let us finish with one Nekuda. We'll go away Chach with a Shleimus of the Ata Echad, Vishimcha Echad, Umika Amcha Yisrael, Ge'echad Ba'aretz, and that we'll know at least this Nekuda. Rav Tzadik talks about it many places, Barichus, the Nekuda of Ata Echad, Vishimcha Echad. There's a piece in Parshas Pinchas, which he talks about the Nekuda of the Yichud of Ata Echad, Vishimcha Echad, and we'll just go a little bit to understand that what this Yichud of Ata Echad, Vishimcha Echad is, and realize what it has to do one with the other. Mika Amcha Yisrael Gai Echad Ba'aretz is what the Rebbeinu Shalom writes in Tfilin. In the Tfilin of Kodesh Brichu, it says the Shvach of Klal Yisrael, Mika Amcha Yisrael Gai Echad Ba'aretz. we understand very clearly that this Shvach is totally in the Achdus of Klal Yisrael. In the Achdus of Klal Yisrael is totally the Mi Kamcha Yisrael Ge'echad Ba'aretz. I saw in a Sefer a very sharp word of Azeah Emesivert. Ata Echad V'Shimcha Echad. When? When it's Mi Kamcha Yisrael Ge'echad Ba'aretz. When is going to be this galus of Ata Echad V'Shimcha Echad? Everybody's waiting for this man. When it'll be Bahoya Hashem Lamelacha Kol Ha'aretz. Bayoy Mahu Yia Hashem Echad V'Shmai Echad. Das ist Toli Umi Kamcha Yisrael Ge'echad Ba'aretz. When it's Zayn Achdus in Klal Yisrael, then it'll be this galus of Ata Echad V'Shimcha Echad. But we understand from this that the Avoida of Shabbos by Mincha, the Avoida of Shabbos by Mincha is the Avoida of Achdus. Das ist be'etzem, the Nekuda, what the Baal Shem was mechadish, as Yidin sollen sitzen zusammen, Shabbos ba Mincha, which there's a lot of reasons why the Baal Shem was mechadish it. But not a reason, a oimikdike reason of that inyan is, fal da avoida of Shabbos ba Mincha, which is me'en la'osid, which la'osid is the time when all period will go away, when there won't be any more period, when it'll be taken nikir de mikam ch Yisrael ge'echot ba'aretz, and if it's Shabbos by Mincha, and the Zman of Mincha is this galus of that Zman of mikam ch Yisrael ge'echot ba'aretz, and we want to have a shaychis to be shoyev the ata echot v'shimcha echot, we want to have a shaychis to the ata echot v'shimcha echot, then we have to have that nekuda of achdus. That's why the Baal Shem HaKadosh was mesaken the inyan of sitting together in the Zman of Shabbos b'mincha by Rav the Raven to have the nekuda of goy echot ba'aretz. That way we have a kesher to the ata echot v'shimcha echot. If one wants to know to what degree this galus of Shabbos b'mincha is, I will tell you over a kasha that Rav Tzadik asks. Rav Tzadik asks, if it's true that Shabbos b'mincha is ata echad v'shimcha echad, why don't we say the Shem Hashem b'mincha? Why do we say Adne b'mincha? We should say Yud Kei Vav Kei b'mincha. He heard we weit the Muna Shleim of Rav Tzadik given, that he had a kasha, that if it's ata echad v'shimcha echad, then we should be able to say the Yud Kei Vav Kei. We shouldn't say Ad Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. We should say Yud Kei Vav Kei. He has a teretz on it. Oh, but the kasha is more important than the teretz. The kasha just gives an asoga of Yivayt Rab Tzadik understood that the Isgalus of Shabbos Vamincha hat azak kesher to la'osid, that the Shimcha Echad is taka metzias and ishka sprach Shimcha Echad. It's a metzias for Shimcha Echad. Ad kidei kach, that it bothered him that one should be able to say say out the Shem Hashem. The teretz is, it's only an asoga in Moichin, it's not an asoga in Oilam HaMaisa, of Akoponim, it gives us an idea of to what degree a person can be Nis'alem by Shabbos Vamincha, and what lies in this Chelik Atfilah.